You weren't on the ticket this time, Michal, but Pat the Cope. It looks like Pat the Cope. You know, if that was the choice that was made, but Pat Cope, it looks like it was a good choice.
Yes, I mean, Pat had an excellent vote, did a brilliant vote in his own area, in the Glenties area. I mean, but he took a vote over the county, and that, as you rightly said, I mean, you know, went to convention. I think basically having a convention, and that's what's good about a convention. Basically, it rallies the troops and it rallies the organization.
He actually praised you for taking part in that
Yes.
when he was speaking to us earlier on, because he said that sort of rallied the troops, so to speak.
Yes, and I know, and that's, you know, that's the good thing about having a convention and that. But as I say, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, it looks like Pierce will take the first seat, Porrick will take the second, Pat will probably take the third, and the last two, it'll be a fight between Charlie Thomas and Charlie Ward. I mean, that. So
What's your gut feeling on it?
I still be confident that Charlie can hold on to the seat. I mean, I think
And then the last one, or one of them, would go to maybe Thomas Pringle.
I if it was a betting man, I'd say Thomas Pringle. Yes, that.
Come here, if Charlie, this was the question I was asking John Campbell here, but if Charlie does survive, and then obviously we've got Pat the Cope in the mix as well, what do you think's likely to happen? And if we have a return of Fianna Fáil Fine Gael led government, or you know that sort of a government, which looks likely as well. Which one of them? One of them will definitely get a, you'd imagine, a ministry. Would it be normal for the outgoing minister to get a new portfolio, or would it be likely that Pat the Cope would be rewarded because he's a veteran politician? He's been in. He was the head of the chamber, and he's been minister for a few times.
I don't have the luxury of making that call or making that choices. But I mean, definitely, I mean, the one thing we can take here for sure, that basically, you know, we need a minister in Donegal. And I mean, and you know, no matter who it is, I mean, it's very important that we have a minister up here at the cabinet table. You know, looking nationally, we're going to come back. Fianna Fáil is going to come back about in the region of between 46 and 48 seats nationally. And that we'll probably have a standalone Taoiseach, which will be very good for Fianna Fáil. Won't be a rotating Taoiseach, and that. So it definitely is more important than ever, because, you know, Eamon Scanlon will probably take a seat in Sligo Leitrim. So will Eamon get a minister? It's hard to know. But I mean, in the northwest region, it's very important because it's a big area. If you take from the border below Mayo to Malinhead, I mean, it's very important that we don't even need a junior minister. We need a senior minister in this area. I mean, and I hopefully think that we'll have a senior minister in Donegal. And I think it's very, very important.
And if, apart from the politics of it and you being in the party, from an analyst point of view, what do you think is most likely in terms of that? It's unlikely. How, like, you know, what do you think would be the most likely? Pat the Cope or Charlie McConnell?
You know, that's Micheál Martin's gift. I mean,
I know, yeah, but
well,
what's
I mean,
most likely? Like, do you know what I mean?
yes.
I
Well,
don't. I, honestly, I mean it as a just as what's your gut feeling? What would be the most likely thing?
I mean, probably Charlie would be an advantage of being sitting there as a senior minister
Yeah.
in agriculture. That I mean, you would take it that he would be there. But as you rightly said, you know, Pat the Cope had a brilliant election. I mean,
Yeah, is it going to be a tough one for them, for the
yes,
leader?
and that. So, but I mean, looking at as coming back, you know, as senior minister there already, will they get back into a senior minister position? You know, you were thinking that would be the norm, but you can never take nothing
Yeah.
in politics. You can take nothing for
Never
certain.
take nothing for granted. And were you very disappointed when you didn't get the nomination to run?
No. I mean, look, I mean, we live in a democracy. I mean, basically, where people, you know, you put your name out there, and that I mean, and the people to decide, and that I mean, and you know, that was for the party. And I mean, of course, I mean, yes, I mean, probably on a personal level, I mean, you know, when you put your name out there, it's like anything. You let you be involved in sports, you let you be involved in anything.
Of
You
course.
want to compete, and you want to be successful. But look, it wasn't my turn. But please God, there'll be another day, and that, and you know, as a party, if we can return two TDs
Big
to below.
achievement, wouldn't it?
Exactly, for this county, and went back a seat in the south of the county, which we lost. I mean, it'd be huge for Fianna Fáil, and it'd be huge for the party going forward. And I think it'll be very good for Fianna Fáil as well in the county.
And do you think our area of the county is underrepresented in terms of, well, you would say underrepresented in terms of Fianna Fáil, because the more Fianna Fáil. But I mean, like, if you look, we're more or less neighbours, but that area of the county,
Yes,
from the party's point of view,
Well, I mean, hopefully,
if you could get elected, as you know, be good for that area, wouldn't it?
Well, exactly, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. And also, as well, I mean, you know, we kind of forget about the 10,000 people that's in the Sligo Leitrim area. And you know, when you look at that area, I mean, from Bundoran right down to Ballantrán, I mean, the number of people that live out there, and I feel sorry for them people, because the reality of the situation, they're in limbo, to say the least, and that. And you know, hopefully for the next election, the general election, that mean that Bundoran and Ballyshan are back in the Donegal constituency, because that's very, very important for the people up there. I mean, we serve them as councillors, I mean, but unfortunately in the Dáil, we don't. But I'm no doubt Pat the Cope and Charlie won't be, if they get elected, won't be found wanting for the people of Bundoran and Ballyshan to make representation for them in Dáil Éireann.
That's a huge part of the country geographically, with no Fianna Fáil TD. When you look at Sligo Leitrim, there's no Fianna Fáil TD there.
Yes, or,
I mean outgoing. And then if you look at County Donegal, I mean, where's the nearest Fianna Fáil TD?
In Ballymote. If Eamon Scanlon gets elected.
I know, but as things stand, I mean, currently, I mean, before the election, like, that's a big, long stretch of the country that with no Fianna Fáil representation, but you're hoping that'll change with...
Well, you mean outgoing Mark McSharry was there.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's right. He went...
Mark McSharry was there. He was in the last election. Mark served that area very well, to be fair to him.
That's right.
And that. But I mean, Mark didn't run this time, and Adel was running.
That's right.
But I mean, you know, it's, as I say, I mean, Eamon basically went into the race. I mean, and looks like he will probably take a seat. Looking at the tally figures in Sligo Leitrim, I mean. But I mean, overall, I mean, you know, it's a good day for Fianna Fáil. I mean, if we can deliver what we've looked nationally of 48 seats, and that, I mean, and that we form the next government, and you know, if we can gain maybe 8 or 9 seats more than Fine Gael, that it looks like basically we could have a stand alone Taoiseach, and that would be even better as well for the party.
And Camir, I think the exit polls last night, or the surveys that were carried out, as people were, I think Micheál, you can correct me if I'm wrong, although you probably wouldn't want to, but I think Micheál Martin came out as the favourite to be Taoiseach, didn't he?
That's
followed
right.
Followed by Mary Lou.
Mary Lou on 34, yes.
That must be encouraging.
Exactly.
But Camir, it's unbelievable. When Pat the Cope was here earlier on, okay, he said that at no stage during the election campaign did Micheál Martin come to County Donegal or come to the Sligo Leitrim. That's incredible. Like, yes. And I'm not just pretending to be shocked. Like, as I said earlier, it's not really that big of a... It's not really much bigger of a country.
It's a
relatively small country.
Yes, and
how could he not make a journey up here? Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, in fairness to Micheál, and that, I mean, you know, he was the leader. Yes, I am disappointed, but I mean, I had spoken to Micheál, and Micheál rest assured me that he was hoping to come to Donegal, and I don't know what happened or why he didn't get here, but he had planned to. I definitely know he had planned to come to Donegal, and unfortunately, he didn't come to Donegal. But I hope if we're back in government, that one of our first trips will be up here to.
I would hope so. You would think so, wouldn't you? Especially if he gets 2 TDs out of it in Donegal.
I won't be thinking. I would expect it and nothing less. And that, I mean, and I, in fairness to Micheál, I hope he will. And that, you know, come up. But he definitely had planned to come up here. I don't know what happened or why he didn't. It was disappointing, and that we won't say otherwise. And that, but I mean, overall, I mean, if we
didn't would, do, it seems didn't seem to do him any harm. Well, that depends now. Yeah, I don't know. You couldn't blame it on. But if Charlie doesn't make it, I mean, that wouldn't have put up or down. But at the end of the day, you'd have rather him visit.
Of course, I mean you also want the Taoiseach of the country to come to your county. There's no doubt about that.
But you're in no doubt that he. It's not the case that he's. It's not a case that he doesn't see Donegal as significant. Like, you know, he doesn't look down on Donegal. You don't think?
No, not at all. I mean, and you know, in fairness, like, if you look over the last, I mean, you know, term in the election, I mean, also in power, I mean, a huge amount of money has been delivered to Donegal, and you know, matter what way, you know, we dress it up, or matter what we say, and that the reality of the situation, if you don't have a minister up here in the county, you're at a huge disadvantage. You need to be someone at the cabinet table, because otherwise, if you're not at the table when it's been given out and nobody's speaking, well, then you don't deliver. And you know, we have delivered, let it be sports capital grants, let it be the road infrastructure, and you know, anything that we get you know, we're not saying we don't deserve it, because definitely up here in Donegal, we deserve it, because we're isolated from the rest of the country. But I mean, in fairness, I mean, we, you know, in government, we have delivered for this area at the minute. If we have two TDs, which hopefully we'll have after this election, it'll be huge for this area and huge for Donegal. And, you know, we will be knocking on that door at every opportunity. That mean, and the more voices that we have at the table and the more people that we have fighting for Donegal, it's better for
and
everybody.
A full ministry, not a junior ministry.
Oh, no.
I mean, because if there's one, if say only one of the Fianna Fáil candidates succeeds, it does, and this is, forget about politics, this is just about the fact that it looks like it's going to be Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil again running the next government. So forget about politics in that sense. But if there's less likely to get a senior ministry if it's one Fianna Fáil TD up here than if there's two. Like, if there's two elected, you'd imagine they'd have to give a senior ministry.
Definitely, you would like to think that, I mean, especially after having a senior minister in the county for the last number of years, you would expect that to happen. But as I say, I mean, in politics, you can take nothing for granted. You know, the saying goes, a week is a long time in politics. I mean, and, you know, I mean, this, you know, a lot of candidates set out in for the general election, and unfortunately, a lot of them lost out as well. I mean, as you have gains, I mean, you know, there's a number of TDs around the country that's probably sweating it out at the moment, and you can see that happening. But I mean, I'd be hoping that if we return to that, we would have a senior minister in this county. That would be,
you'd expect it, wouldn't you?
Exactly, that's what I would be hoping for.
And what is next for Michael Nocton? Michael Nocton in Lahey there,
yes,
I mean, positioned in a, you would say, an interesting location that could do with. It'd be interesting to get a TD. It'd be the first TD in that area of the county, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would be. I mean, and that's all another day's work.
Another day's work.
And that, I mean, Jerome. But look, I mean, I was delighted with my vote in the local election. I mean, I'm delighted to represent the people of South Donegal, from Petticoat right down to Glencolum Kill and that. And, you know, I'm there for the next 5 years. I will work on the ground along with Pat the Cope and hopefully Charlie, and that to make sure that we deliver for this area, and that, and you know, the number of projects I've started that I want to see continue to and happen, and that for our region, and that, and you know, when there comes a general election again in the future, we'll look at that as well, and that. But I mean, in the meantime, I'm a councillor. I will work on the ground for the people of South Donegal, what I've done for the last 5 years, and I look forward to representing them and working with them people, because I enjoy it. I mean, and you know, as I say, politics is a bit like sports. I mean, you have good days and you have bad days, but the day you deliver for somebody and you ring up and you tell someone they're either getting a house or they're getting their medical card or they're getting what they're entitled to, I mean, it's a good day. And in fairness to the general public, them out there, I mean, you know, they're very respectful, I mean, and people are very thankful and that. But I mean, you know, it's only right to get what they deserve, and that, and that's what I'm there for. I mean, nobody expects anything, only what they're entitled to, and that's what we're there to represent them at every opportunity that we can.
Okay, and you were out and about with the candidates. Which candidate were you out with? Or did you share yourself?
No, I was out with Pat the Cope, and I also did a bit in Bundoran and Ballyshannon as well for Edel McSharry and that. But as I say, I mean, Pat the Cope, I mean, the area was divided up. Pat Cope is in our area. So my team was all out with Pat the Cope. And in fairness, you know, we have a great team built up there. I mean, you know, my team over the last number of years. And I think that helped as well for Pat. I mean, we have people to call on and we have people to go out there and work on the ground and put posters up and basically to canvas. And I mean, and, you know, they're an excellent team. And I mean, and, you know, we all know you're nothing without a team. And it's the people that you put around you that are important that makes it. And I just want to say a huge credit to everybody that helped out over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Very good. And the story's not over. It's actually, you know, when you look at it's, you couldn't, it's probably too strong to say about Pat the Cope that it's a political comeback, because it's not like, you know, you can't compare it to like Donald Trump or something like that.
Yeah.
But it actually is an incredible chapter in the political story, isn't it? 1979 he was first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was first in county council in 1979. Yeah. But so first elected, you could say. That's some legacy, isn't
look
it?
At, I mean,
it's incredible. And he's as bright as a button.
And that, I mean, and you know, that, I mean, you know, that's the name is out there. The name is known. That, I mean, and you know, that's a huge plus and that. And you know, in fairness to Pat, he has worked hard down to the years. That, I mean, and you know, it's good to get his reward here today. That, I mean, and you know, sometimes you put in the hard work and it doesn't work out for you. That means hard stuff. And I mean, you know, the last time he was here in that in 2020, and it was disappointed. And we're here now in 2024, and you know, it's a different story. And that's politics.
He's not going to be disappointed tonight, anyway, or tomorrow, whenever it happens.